You know, Shaquan, you know how I tell you there are just certain songs that that really, really flow now.
What do y'all think you are right now?
No, hold on. Hold on. We're gonna get into a superstardom. You know yes. how some songs just flow now?
Oh, absolutely.
And how some songs are like a DJ's favorite song to mix.
Mm.
This is one of those songs.
Oh.
This is one of those songs.
Wow.
This is one of those songs.
And it's been such a long time since I've actually heard the song.
It's right?
Yes.
Right? It sounds so good to mix. But anyways, it's 8:09 right now. It's Superstar Energy studio right now. And I'll tell you why there's Superstar Energy in studio right now. It's Superstar Energy right now because the man that's going to answer the most elusive question in the history of comic is going to do it for us right now.
Sheesh.
And I'm going to ask that question right now. Okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Why did the chicken cross the road?
Oh my God. Wow. Perfect first question. Perfect first question. You should be the opening act for our show. Guy's funny.
Right?
I don't know. Man. Everyone go to KFC? I don't know.
You know what I mean? So what's happening right now, just to give you a bit of visuals, especially if you're listening to us, right, is that, I've got my shades on.
I've got live.
You see what I mean? We are live right now, also on Instagram. You can check it out. It's Fresh FM Namibia. I've got my shades on. I've got my Cuban link on. Mr. Marque, he's got his shades on. And
he's got his shades on.
That's not a link. That's a...
I know it's not a Cuban link. This is something I got somewhere.
Okay.
It's like a bootleg.
A bootleg version of it.
I don't have money like that, guys. Not yet. I'm not NSK level.
Oh my
God. I'm like.
So check this out, Mark, man. You need to teach us how to pronounce your surname, dog. I promise you. You need to teach us how to pronounce your surname.
And I have to apologize. Mm-hmm. I also struggled, honestly.
Man, she also struggled.
No, I can explain why.
Vision Garden, I know you need to reevaluate your life. What? I don't know how you cannot pronounce my surname.
Kariahua.
Mark Kariahua.
You stutter now.
Kariahua.
No. You know why I struggled also because you are the first person that I've met with that surname.
Right.
I don't know how to well pronounce this surname.
It's a unique surname for a unique guy.
Right.
But I don't know, man. People find it tough to pronounce the surname, but people can pronounce things like, people can say Arnold Schwarzenegger, Kim Kardashian, but no one can say Mark Kariahua.
Fair enough.
If you can say Kardashian, you can say Kariahua. Like, it's not that deep.
Kariahua.
No, that's a fair point. Right. That's a fair point.
I remember years ago, I had actually a journalist told me years ago, she was like, oh, you need to come with a stage name because that name is not brandable. No one will be able to pronounce it. And I was like, what does it mean? But needless to say, she doesn't have a career in journalism anymore. But I'm still here. So the name is Mark Kariahua. It's a really easy surname.
We got it.
All right, cool.
So, you know, a little bit earlier on, actually, we had this clip that we played, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you saw this guy, Ngwara Mashavi, a sandwich is pronounced a side witch.
No.
Okay, you will hear it now.
Let me give it to you right now.
Okay.
Side witch.
Moshi de?
Side witch. Ash. Kana mpoko wikola pukati no. Longa wabinda.
Oh my word. I see. It's like the other one who said Oshi pizza. What did he say? What did he say? There was another one also who couldn't pronounce Oshi pizza. Oshi gwe.
And then he said Oshi pizza.
Yeah, he said something weird. But yeah, that's really funny.
Yeah, yeah. So now I was actually telling NSK that, you know, because later on in the clip, the lady's asking him, what do you put on the side witch, Moslo? He's like, I'm borodo, Oshi kola. The only thing that he didn't say was the cheese. And how do we as Hereros pronounce cheese?
What cheese then?
Okefe.
Okefe, yes.
She's right.
She's right, yes. She's right. Oh, she doesn't get Kariahua, but she knows Okefe. At least he's doing one thing right in the Hero community. I mean,
oh my goodness.
Oh my God. But Mark, on a serious note, my man, where have you been, my man? Because listen, you came on the scene like a house on fire. You've been doing this. You had your own special comedy, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then you did parodies, you did amazing things, and then bam.
Right. I think for me, I really want to be a performer. Mm. Like, I really want to do comedy and all these crazy stuff.
Yeah.
But I also want to live my life. Mm. It's like, I want to perform and do stuff, but I want to do different things too. And, you know, I think also, I am a comedian, I am an artist. So, I do multiple things, you know. Mm. I, I work as a creative director, concept developer in one of the best creative agencies in Namibia, advertising agency. And, you know, I work in film industry. You know, I mean, I've been working, I'm a full-time artist, you know.
Exactly.
And we also had Hilton residencies, you know, where we had like for 3 years. So as much as I want to perform, I'm not necessarily looking for that like every single day. But then also, I don't know if you heard, also people were eating bats in Wuhan, so the world kind of stopped, you know. There was this little thing,
right?
There was this little thing called the COVID, you know. We thought it was going to be 3 weeks, and it became 3 months, and it became 3 years. So I technically couldn't really work. But you know, it's all chilled, man. I just been living, you know.
Walk us through your childhood, man. You know what I mean? Because you know, as a Herero kid,
right?
Okay, you know what? Here's the thing, right?
Right.
As a Namibian kid,
right,
we have similarities of how we grew up.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Especially the coastal and the central. There's a certain way that we grew up. It's very similar.
Mm.
Where did you grow up, my guy? I know you're the Fresh Prince of Okakarara. Walk us through those childhood memories, my man.
Well, I'm the last born of the family, so I've always been the star of the family, and you know,
all the attention on the last born. Guess what? Last born, bro. You see, last borns are ruling the world out here.
Yeah, I'm on the other spectrum.
I mean, I'm
the first born, so I can't relate.
Listen, I grew up the last born. I'm my mom's favorite kid. My siblings hate me for it, but it's whatever. So I grew up in a really big house,
like a family
house. Unit.
Yeah.
We were quite a lot of kids, and my childhood was really based off of, I went to a lot of colored and like white schools. So my peers would always come back from the holiday talking about, oh, we went to Cape Town, or we went to London, and I'll just go to the village. I was just the reservoir. So, and I think with the upbringing, that also ties in with the greater message of the show, just that we want to have this moment of, the Ovi Hambarere show is really tied in with my childhood, whereby we, you know, we tell stories under the tree, nice or maire, and just talk a lot of smack. And I wanted to bring that vision to life, essentially. And and you see also with the rollout that we're doing for the show, everything looks very old school, very
true.
Nostalgic. That was very intentional for me. I wanted to invoke a sense of remembering when life was a bit easier, when life was a bit chilled. But also,
when we didn't have to do this adulting thing.
Not even that. We're not paying any bills.
Right.
And drinking omaire. And not dropping it.
That was my childhood. And I think I also grew up in a very, very funny family. I tell people all the time, like, I'm the least funniest person in my family. Like,
least funniest.
My family is really funny. They are my ghostwriters. They are my ghostwriters for this show. And that's how I became
exciting.
And that's how I became a comedian, because I was always the last born. I was always in big people's business, everything I'm saying is stories I've heard from my uncles, my father. He's hilarious. My mom, she's very shady, and you know, stuff like that.
Shady.
Yeah, and my brothers, you know,
and
my cousins. So that's really what the show is about, is just bringing people together to tell story around under the tree, under the stars. So
Oh, okay, awesome. So quickly tell us, hey, did your mom actually beat you?
Yeah.
You didn't drink the omaire or spilled it? Because I got a lot of hiding in my house. I mean, no, I'm not doing what.
I could not.
Guys, they are still just saying,
is it radio friendly, or can I say what I really want to say?
No, be mindful, bro.
Okay.
Be mindful, my guy.
But the kids are in school right now. Why are you doing on radio? Okay, but anyways.
Yeah.
No, for sure. I mean, I think my parents really had a firm hand in... in raising us. But
if you get it, you get it. If you don't, you don't.
Don't get it, forget about it. But I think also in a now way, I don't my parents never really, you know, like my dad never really beat us, but he'll shake you. He'll really shake you, you know.
You know that as a man, yeah.
Yeah, but no, yeah, definitely. It was a sense of reprimanding. And I mean, we weren't even allowed to play outside as kids and stuff. Maybe because we also grew up in the township and stuff. So, yeah.
Oh, okay.
All right. Man, that's the situation, man. We are having a spotlight on one of the funniest men in the land of the brave. Stick around, it's the NSK as well as the Shaquan. This is Fresh Breakfast.
Join Fresh FM this Friday, the 21st of October, between 10 a.m.
Never meant to make your daughter cry. I apologize.
Do you know what the song is for, actually?
What is it for? What is it for? Quickly educate me.
Erykah Badu has a son, has a daughter with this guy.
Andre
completely forgot his name right now.
Yeah.
Yes, Andre 3000.
Andre 3000, okay.
So this is like an apology letter to her mother. that I apologize for hurting her and actually even, you know, knocking her up.
Listen, I didn't even know Erykah Badu and Andre 3000. I don't even know where they met. Like that.
The same way I questioned where my parents met.
Let me, Dimensa, and I come stop me,
Braga. Together.
Yeah, people are doing things. As we are here, innocent, and I come Erykah Badu and Andre 3000 at NGC. It's 9:24 with the NSK as well as the Shake Corn Fresh Breakfast, proudly brought to you by Jacob's Coffee. We've got the man, the myth, the legend in studio. Mark, I know you're going to tell us something, or we're going to make you do something. But before we get to that, Osi Sekwan, there's something on your heart, Amai.
Yes.
That you need to address with him right now. And he needs to, this the same way you do it with me every morning. Oh, NSK, tap into your vulnerability. NSK.
Oh, it's going to be one of those questions. It's one of those. What makes you cry? What gets emotional? I don't cry.
You don't?
Comedians don't. I'm joking.
Wait, in this industry that you're in advertising world, please. But listen, now that you also mentioned that you are a creative director, I completely understand where the whole vision came and how well it was so executed. Just the visuals for your new show, by the way. I'm going to give you your flowers for that. And then number two, we just want to know three things that you are ashamed to admit about yourself.
Tricky, right?
Okay. I don't know if I'm ashamed of this one, but I'm a napper. I sleep. Like, okay. I can sleep while I'm standing. I can sleep in 5 minutes. And some people don't like that. Yeah, I like to power nap. Like, I don't like burnout things. Like, if I'm tired, I'm going to go nap, guys. I'm sorry. I'll sleep for at our office. I'll be sleeping for like 15 minutes and I wake up and I feel refreshed.
Yeah.
What's the other thing that I'm ashamed of? I should ask this every morning.
Not every, it's like different questions, but yeah.
Different questions, but this is what I go through, Mark.
Ashamed. I'm ashamed maybe that,
Okay.
I didn't give my dog food this morning.
Oh, yeah.
I'm ashamed of that. Oh. Sorry, buddy. I got a show to promote.
Alright? To buy you more dog food.
I don't know. I'm not really ashamed of a lot of things. Yeah.
Right? Maybe that's okay. So maybe
I'm pretty unapologetic in general.
Let's take it a bit back into time, though.
Right.
With your journey starting as a comedian, hey, I know that obviously your parents were like, "Mia, you must be a doctor, engineer." I know that, right?
Yeah.
But apart from that, who are some of the Namibian old school comedians that inspired you to take on this journey? Because it's not the easiest thing in this industry and market, and
it really
took us a long time to warm up to it as well.
Right.
You know,
it's not actually, and it's funny because nowadays 2022, it's actually a decade since I officially became a comedian. When I started doing those shows with before I did my own solo shows, I did those shows with the Free Your Minds, and back in 2011, 2012. Yeah. So I'm definitely inspired by not just old school comedians. A lot of my peers, I think a lot of my peers are doing really amazing. And I think now comedy is like, it's cool to be a comedian now. Comedians are the new rock stars now. You see every day on TikTok.
It's true.
Everybody
now
wants to be funny. We were like, we told you guys a decade ago.
Yeah. You're right.
But I definitely do admire Neville Basson. He is very hilarious. I think he's done amazing for his career. And I think he's really a cool guy.
Yeah.
And I think, so you said locally.
Yeah, locally.
Yeah, I think locally, that's about it. I'm also really inspired by myself.
Yeah.
Right.
I think that guy's kind of cool.
Yes.
All
right. Okay. So you see, Mark, you see me most now standing there. Okay. Maybe you need to ask me why
are standing. You standing?
Are you standing because you want to look down on me?
No, because you're going to stand as well. You're going to stand as well.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, you should stand up. You should stand up. Boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to make the Fresh Prince of Okakarara perform live on Fresh FM right after this.
You're not
going to
pull this one on me, buddy.
Yes, we are.
Come on.
Yes, we are. Right after this. Stick around.
Did you hear what happened on Fresh Lunch today?
You didn't?
Ladies and gentlemen, live on Fresh FM, about to do what he did a couple of years ago. He's going to do it right now for you, for Shaquan, for myself, and all of his fans in Okakarara.
Oh my God.
And his family that's listening right now.
From Grootfontein.
Let's go. 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 Stachatons.
Hey! Okay. Just so you guys know, NSK has me standing in the studio. Should I dance?
Let's go, ladies and gentlemen.
I thought you were going to follow my lead. Should I sing this song
no,
for real?
No, you should sing, my man.
I forgot to sing. Ladies, okay, na, na, na. Yeah, I know we'll make that again. But today I'm going to show you how it feels. Oh, my God. This is why I can't be a singer. My vocals are off. All I want to do.
Hey.
Chilling with the Shiramwe.
Hey.
Not play, don't play. Blame it on the I need you to dance with me, though.
I'm gonna dance with you, my man. I got you. I got
Shake one. I wanna see you move them hips.
Let's go.
We got this sipping on my lip.
Hey. And it tastes so good.
Let me grab it on my lip. Hey. We have actual Omaire in the studio.
Hey. Hey. Hey.
Okay. Hey. Mm.
Okay. Mm.
You know it. You know it. Now, sweet or
sour, it don't matter.
Okay.
Those are your lyrics, bro. Those are your lyrics.
Yeah. And that is the if you feel it on the floor.
Hey.
So good.
Come on.
And I go to the farm. It's what I want to do. You got to be my backup singer, though.
Yeah.
I'm the backing vocals.
Yeah.
Now, shit, don't play. Blame it on the Airbnb, maybe. Because. Okay.
Let's go.
You got it.
Let's go.
Hey.
Okay. Sipping on Maire, and it tastes so good.
Yes, it does. Come on.
Yeah, we Hambare Show is sponsored by Maire, by the way.
I believe.
Get yourself some Maire. It's really refreshing. I gotta sell the hell out of this Maire. Get yourself some Maire. Wait, is this essentially an Maire ad? That's what we're doing.
Oh my gosh.
It's the best.
Oh man. Listen, yes. Man, I really appreciate the crazy that we are. Shaquan.
Yes.
Your last words to this gentleman here, one of the finest you have ever done it in terms of comedy.
Oh no, absolutely, man. So what can we expect next week Friday?
Right. So
Ovi Hambarere.
Ovi Hambarere. Not going to be Hambarere. So
wait, did I say it bad? Like wrong?
No, you said
it. Because I just felt like he's correcting me.
No, it kinda sounds like Ovi Hambarere.
She's roaring.
We rah-rah.
Shaquan, you can't rah-rah here. We are gonna tell Ovi Hambarere under the tree. No, the show is the show is really cool. We really engineered a very special show.
Yeah.
And it's very intimate. It's under the tree. It's at the Village Garden. Mm. It's next week, Friday, the 28th, 7:30. Please come on time. Don't embarrass me, guys.
Come on, African time stories.
Yeah, just come hang out. It's a very it's a mature show. I think it's also for our generation. It's for young millennials doing their thing, and so it's a very grown crowd. It's ifa kanerji, please.
Yeah.
So come through, come have fun and chill, boy. It's an intimate night. The show is I think it's an hour and a half.
Mm.
We have our opening act is Acharob. Mm. He is an amazing new talent.
Mm.
Zita, she's a phenomenal female comic.
Mm.
So the two of them are going to be the opening acts. And then it's me. And then we have our DJ Fine Tune.
Mm.
So it's going to be a very...
DJ Fine Tune. That's the homie right there. That's my homie, man. Yeah.
So we're going to play some night jams. It's going to be a chilled night. The show is, I think, an hour and a half.
Mm. Like you said, How much are the tickets?
Tickets are... $199.95. It's not $200.
Right.
People are saying it's $200.
But
that
it's
is
not.
A lie.
It's not.
That's defamation of character.
Check it this. Okay.
$199.95. Ask for your change, please.
Please.
Times are tough, guys. Yeah. I did that for you.
Right.
And show love. Oh, support the show.
Mark, thank you so much for your time, and we appreciate you. We wish you all the best of with your special that's coming up. And shout out to Omaire as well.
Yes.
You see now, you know what I mean. For as a corporate to jumping on and supporting an Namibian creator. For now, let's get ready. That's for DJ Scott. That's going to start the weekend for us officially right now.
Fresh Breakfast with NSK and Shaquan.